Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've got Jerry here who's going to give us an update, but I was just going through some of the stuff that we posted on social media yesterday, WFAN account, and there was this great video of Bart Scott losing it on this caller that apparently said that Bart was going to be off the air at WFAN before Eli Manning got benched. So the guy called back in after Eli got benched, and they were going to talk to him, but Bart didn't even let him on the air and just laid into him for 2 minutes straight. So it's this funny rant. So then they posted on Instagram, and I'm looking through, and Bart all last night is fighting with people in the comments of this Instagram post.
That sounds like something Al would do, because Al does do that.
This is the one guy, right, who has like two pictures. Like, one is just like a selfie and the other is a picture of his cat, right? Yeah. So Bart writes, "John, you should really make your page private. I started to go hard, but man, your page is just sad, bro. Where'd it go wrong in life in the 70s? Must have been hard on you, bro, when you finally came down, it was too late. Do you have contact with anybody outside of your work? You look so lonely." And then, like, he's just, like, he's doing all this stuff. Like, he said, what's the other one? He goes, some guy says, are you coming back next year? He goes, I don't know. I guess I'll just have to rely on my other jobs or my pension. How will I ever survive? I mean, he's going in on these people.
I have to say this. Now, listening to this yesterday, I don't know what was funnier. Him just going off, or Maggie just, I could just imagine Maggie just sitting there going, what is just happened? I don't know what it is. Those two are different. And I know maybe it's because there's only two of them as opposed to three of them. It was hilarious. I always drove off the road. I was laughing.
Bart
so hard.
Going to the Instagram pages of these guys that are criticizing him then looking at their pictures and then ripping them for their pictures, to me, this is my new favorite pastime. So this one guy posts a picture of his dinner, I guess, that he cooks, right? So he goes, man, that food looks like horse bleep. He goes, take your prison/nursing home hungry man dinner food and kick rocks. You need to get a defibrillator and bring your full non-organic overcooked food some life. This is what he's saying to these people. Stay off my page with your negative bull bleep, especially when your bleep is whack.
He's fully engaged now, man.
He's just ripping every. I mean, it's one after another. Oh, man, that's fun for me. See, I can't live that type of life. Like, I cannot be like.
Well, Al does that.
Occasionally. Like, he'll probably pick one out of 100 to respond to, right?
You know? I used to be much worse, but I don't think the organization loves, attacking.
The
listeners, yeah.
Not much good comes of it.
Yeah, so I started backing off of it. I call people dummies because I feel like you can't take offense at the word dummy.
I saw somebody called you Marone yesterday.
Yeah.
Instead
spelled
of
it wrong, yeah.
You're a Marone.
Then I was following the feed. I saw where people said, is he a Doug Marone? it was pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, I mean.
But Bart's rant yesterday, I mean, was what was all time. I mean, he was just going one after the next. And I mean, it was so funny.
Yeah, I love watching somebody lose their mind on social media. I just don't like being the person who loses their mind on social media. Oh, boy. Anyway. All right. Jerry Recco is here with an update. Jerry bet the Mets yesterday and was probably freaking out.
I was not freaking out.
Oh, that you had to have been at some point.
I wasn't.
You had to have been.
You guys, my son.
Sixth inning, eighth inning. You weren't losing your mind?
I was not. It was Denver. I was not.
Man, I tell you, I would have been freaking out. I mean, I was freaking out. I didn't even bet him. I was losing my mind. The whole Mickey Callaway, Rene Rivera thing, and Ahmed Rosario. He pops up with the bases loaded and one out. That drove me nuts. Then he came up again in the eighth with an opportunity.
Yeah. And struck out. Rosario's at bats earlier in the game. Line drives everywhere, caught. I mean, he's been hitting the hell out of the ball. And the pop-up is the one that really gets you.
Right.
Rivera, to me, I think he's got, in my opinion, I think he's got rules. Rivera catches Syndergaard now.
You know what?
Well, what do you
I think he's got an edict. If Noah's in the game, he's your catcher.
But, here's the thing,
sixth
man.
Inning, too.
But you can't do that at the, what's the word I'm looking for? You just can't do that to the team. You got to manage
the sixth
to
inning,
win
though.
The game.
It's not the ninth inning.
I know, but you got to try to manage to win the game. And I don't think
I suppose.
And the fact is, if Noah Syndergaard was throwing a no hitter, okay, I get it. But you know, he wasn't great yesterday.
That's a different issue. I would have taken him out after four innings. I thought he was terrible yesterday. But if you're going to throw him back out there, he's your catcher.
You know what's going to happen? It's going to come down to the last game of the season, and Noah Syndergaard's going to end up pitching.
Well, I would sign for that right now if it came down to the last game of the season. They're three back with 10 to go. Are you kidding me? If it came down to the last game of the season, that would be tremendous.
Noah Syndergaard's going to end up pitching that game.
He might. Does that at least show yesterday that the catcher really doesn't mean anything? Like, just go out there and pitch.
Yeah, we've been saying this for weeks now. God. It's just ridiculous. And then Wilson Ramos comes up, pinch hits to lead off the ninth, gets a hit, starts the rally that ended up winning the game.
Now, Jerry, I will say this.
Yeah.
I was going to take you to the hockey game last night. I decided not to take you.
You blew me off. That's okay.
But both teams look highly skilled. They weren't full rosters last night. But, man, they look good. So this is going to be a lot of fun for us here. I'm telling you, this is going to be great.
All right, Jerry, what about the Yankees last night?
You got to lead with preseason hockey. What's the matter with it?
You can say whatever you want about preseason hockey. It ain't preseason NFL. These guys are going after
each other. That is true.
Preseason hockey is fun to go to.
They're trying to put food on their plate. I'm telling you.
The best bargain in all of sports is going to a preseason hockey
game.
And
they go after each other. These games don't mean anything, but I will say that I thought both teams last night, at least the top two lines, and you know, there are a couple guys missing who are not playing last night. P.K. Subban wasn't playing last night. Filipito wasn't playing. I had different lineups. I get it. Man, but
they play.
Both teams look like they're going to be
ponderous.
Yeah, okay. Ponder this. I'll come in there and ponder you. You know why? Because the football thing around here sucks right now.
Yeah, week two, it's over.
And at least we got something to look forward to on the ice anyway, because basketball's going to stink.
Not for the Nets.
What, with Kevin Durant standing on a sideline?
They won 40-something games last year. Now they got Kyrie Irving. Okay, here we go.
There's a thing called chemistry.
Now it's the march to 50.
There's a thing called chemistry, son.
Okay, Dad. Why don't you and your Knicks triangle find some chemistry while the Nets march to 50?
Look, I'm not sitting here telling you the Knicks could be any better, but I'm just saying.
Well, the Nets will be a lot better than the Knicks.
Doesn't matter. The Western Conference is loaded. Loaded. The Knicks are probably, what, 25th?
Knicks are going to be better than people think. They're going to win over 30 games. They will. Now, that's not an accomplishment, but they're not going to be.
It's a step.
They're not, yeah.
It's a step.
I like the guys they signed. They're not going to be any sort of impact. They'll be back in the lottery, all that, fine. But they'll be better than you think. They'll be in the mid-30s.
All right. Last night at the stadium, Angels and Yankees. Yankees a chance to clinch the division. Did not go so well.
Here's the 1-1 to Pujols. Bases loaded, one out. Pitch swung on. A ground ball back to Ottavino. He comes home and throws the ball away. Run scores. You know, the Yankees have played terribly in this inning. And they deserve whatever they get.
That was pretty bad.
That throw was almost like the Rocky pitcher. Do you see the lob over the first base?
I know, but he actually got it there.
He did get it there, but it was a terrible throw.
I mean,
this is worse.
He threw it 10 feet over the head.
And to the left of, yes. I mean, just
that's
terrible.
How it happens with these guys, man.
No, it was Higashioka,
I believe, last night. Oh, it was Higashioka. Okay.
I mean, they rear back. They throw over 90 miles an hour. Then they have to finesse from 10 feet away. It doesn't work. Got to go underhand.
That was the go-ahead score.
That actually looked like you.
I know. This is why I'm defending him. This is what happens sometimes, no matter how talented you are. Sometimes these things happen. You know, poor Ottavino's out there. He's chucking. You know, it's a 95-mile-an-hour pitch.
He's got the back wall on a fly.
That's the guy that's supposed to get out Babe Ruth now every time he pitches against them.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
That is tremendous. It's almost like he's throwing the ball to the guy in the first row.
I got your back, Ottavino. I've been there, man.
Come on, Big O. Man, you can't have that.
Listen,
trying to win the best record in the American League at least, right?
Yeah.
Can't have that.
Well, here is Ottavino. So they lose 3-2. That was the deciding run right there. Here he was. What happened on that horrendous throw?
It was kind of chopped kind of high, and he was taken off. I saw him in the corner of my eye, like, going real fast. So I tried to rush the throw a little bit. and I wasn't so close that I could flip it, I didn't think. So I tried to make like a quick transfer, and I just never gripped.
He didn't grip it, is what he said.
But how many times have we seen that, though, with these pitchers who have to make those throws? I mean, it happens. I mean, John Lester could never.
That was really bad.
He could. I know it was really bad.
He can't even throw over to first
base.
Right,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, it happens. Just happened to cost them the game last night.
Here's Aaron Boone. Sure, disappointing night not to clinch on our terms.
I mean, we hate to lose, so, of course, you want to go out and handle it. But
they did not. They had a chance, and we'll get to the Rays in just a moment, but the Dodgers did not help them out. Giancarlo Stanton was back. He played left field, had a couple of good at-bats, also doubled. How do you think it went?
Good. For not being out there for a few months, I felt good in the box and moved around pretty well in the outfield, so it was a good start.
That was Stanton, courtesy of Yes. The other part of this story, Yankees...
Giancarlo,
99-54, but I guess getting a little bit healthier with Stanton back. The other part of the story, though, would be CC Sabathia making what is likely his final start at Yankee Stadium. First couple of innings, not so bad. Third inning, you could tell he couldn't get anybody out. Really had trouble, would get ahead of hitters, couldn't put anybody away. And then so he was done in favor of Domingo Germán, as we hear on the fan.
They're going to take CC out. Maybe it's a pitch count thing with the bases loaded and two out.
And they're starting the applause as the Yankees come out of the dugout. Didi Gregorius applauding on the mound. And listen to this applause. Standing ovation. CC tips his cap. Last time starting here at Yankee Stadium.
There you go, John and Susan.
I'll see you later.
Yes, you will, John. Here on The Fan. Here was CC. Nice moment for me.
Walking off was cool. Seeing my mom, you know, my wife, you know, my kids happy. So that was pretty cool.
Two runs over 2 2/3. Tonight, Masahiro Tanaka, Andrew Haney are the starters. Coverage on The Fan at 5:55. As we mentioned, the Yankees don't clinch because the Rays did win. They were behind the Dodgers. Couple of runs. They score, tie, get it to extra innings, wind up winning in 11, 8-7. So the Rays, amazing. The Rays are 90-63 and hanging on by a thread for that second wild card spot because the Indians only have 63 losses as well, half game back.
Bottom three payroll in baseball and back-to-back 90 win seasons for them.
It's about the mix and the players you have.
It's amazing.
So true. They also fell behind the Astros for the best record in baseball because Houston won last night. So the Astros are 153 now. They beat the Rangers 3-2. Garrett Cole, 10 strikeouts, gets to 300. All good for him. Mets-Rockies yesterday. Mets were down late in this game. They get a run in the eighth, and then they need to tie it in the ninth.
3-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a ground ball. Base hit going into right field. The game is tied. Lagara scores from third. Stopping at second, Davis. And on at first with an RBI single is Brandon Nimmo. The Mets have tied it 4-4.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
880. And then Pete Alonso would come up with the bases loaded. And it was Joe Harvey pitching to him, and he wanted no part of Alonso.
Bases loaded, nobody out, tie game. The 3-0 to Alonso, inside ball four. He walked him on four pitches. The Mets take the lead. 5-4 New York. Davis scores from third.
Yep, and they would tack on a couple more. Robbie Cano hits a shot up the middle that deflects off of Trevor Story, but they get two, but a run scores. And then Seth Lugo takes his turn at bat and lines a single up the middle. And so the Mets wind up winning the game 7-4. Here is Alonso. He says the team just doesn't quit.
We just have a collective winning attitude. I mean, regardless of what kind of other people say, regardless of the standings, I mean, we want to come to the park, work hard, and be prepared and win. I mean, that's the ultimate for us.
And that was Alonso on SNY. Here was Nimmo on WCBS 880, not thinking of anything except ourselves.
We understand, you know, that the odds are against us, but, you know, we just know that what we can control is the effort that we put out every day. And so we're going to go out there and try and win every day and let tomorrow take care of itself. So
far, so good. At least they stay alive. Here's Noah Syndergaard. He was not very good. 5 2/3, 4 runs, 10 hits, 2 walks. How'd you think you did?
I thought it was pretty disappointing overall, but, I mean, at the end of the day, we got the win. That's all that matters. The boys really bailed me out there. That's about it.
You know, there were a couple of pitches there that should have been called strikes early in the game that were not.
I mean
somebody did it to Lugo, too, in the ninth inning.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He had strike three different times.
Yes.
I agree. But I thought the umpire was spotty all day, but that's the way it was. Here's what wasn't spotty.
You don't call strikes, so you get the hell out of there.
Hampson's home run right down the middle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Brutal. Yeah. There was also one where Rivera sets up on the outside part of the plate and he throws it in. And it was a strike, but they called a ball because he missed the spot by so much.
Yeah, and he's got to move over and go get it. Man, I know, but that's the problem when you set up one way and the ball goes the other way, and then you got to move over, and then the umpire doesn't call it a strike.
Mets offense really called off the dogs on Noah Syndergaard and Mickey Callaway this morning.
Yes, 100%.
In the ninth inning, because that's what we would have been talking about. Noah not good enough, Mickey's mistakes, whatever. But they survive, and they gain a game.
This would have been a fire Mickey morning had they lost that game yesterday.
No doubt.
Mets off tonight in Cincinnati over the weekend. Mets trail the Cubs and Brewers by 3 games for the second wild card spot. Reds beat the Cubs in 10-3-2. Padres over the Brewers 2-1. Denelson Lamet through 6 innings, 3-hit ball, 14 strikeouts. Phillies also 3 back. They beat the Braves 4-1. Bryce Harper homered there. Mentioned the Indians with 63 losses beat the Tigers in 10-2-1. They never lose to the Tigers. Yasiel Puig, the game-winning RBI single, and the A's blanked the Royals in 11. I don't know if we could do this because you wouldn't know before it happens, but if there was a way to pay Al Dukes to watch a baseball game and he's not allowed to leave the TV, 11 innings, 1-0.
Ugh, he would hate
Royals
that.
Royals A's to have a camera on him to watch that as he pulls out whatever hairpiece he's got.
But
left
how
on
long
his
was that game, though, right? It probably wasn't that long.
It's still got to be horribly boring for him.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's
likes,
2 hours and 45 minutes.
You know
he's not
he
watching.
He likes boring stuff.
Not this.
Yeah, no,
not
he does.
This.
He does. You know,
no, he doesn't.
Well, we went to go make wine over there in New Jersey. Yeah, we made wine in New Jersey. Al made his wine. What did you call the wine, Al?
Al's boring wine.
Would you sit there and watch a 1-0, 11-inning baseball game?
I would not.
Right.
I don't like a pitching duel. The only one I've liked this year is the one from a week or so ago.
DeGrom and Ryu?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, well, that's... How could you say
you don't like
you
a
don't
pitching
like it,
duel,
but yet you like that?
Because those pitches looked cool. They were like, whoosh.
And DeGrom's electric.
Yeah, DeGrom was cool. It's the Mets.
Those pitches were cool.
He's cool.
They were like, whoosh, whoosh.
They weren't just like fastballs. They were like curveballs, changeups. Like it was interesting to watch.
Maybe a cutter or two.
Cutter. Absolutely. Yeah. Split finger.
At Giants camp, the reaction now as we now move forward towards week 3 with the Bucks and Daniel Jones. Pat Shurmur says the beauty of this move is that Eli and Daniel get along quite well.
They've both helped each other. They're both preparing to play if they have to play. And they both assist each other, whoever the one is playing.
A reporter asking,
Pat Shurmur!
Essentially asking Eli if he's done.
Is this the end of Eli Manning or is this another phase?
Who knows? So, and it's again, I'm not dying, and the season's not over. So,
yeah, right.
there's a lot to be positive about, a lot to be grateful for.
And he said he put the red jersey on, learned how to run the scout team yesterday, thought he did it quite well. Here's Jones. Eli's been great.
Is this the end of Eli, nope. Matt?
Obviously, I understand the circumstance, and it's a difficult one, but he's was very supportive of me, and I can't say enough about who he is, as a person, as a teammate.
Giants, Bucks
okay, okay,
on
the love
Sunday.
Fest is on. We all love each other. Everybody's great. Of course you know that they're going to be this way. Of course you know that Eli Manning is going to be nothing but a professional. And it is not his eulogy yet. There's still 14 games to go in the season. You know, I mean, it's like Al said the other day, it's like a funeral.
Well, even Eli is feeling that and saying,
yeah, of course,
I'm
and,
not
and
dying.
You know what? I'll tell you what, this is what, so... It's not similar, but it did happen. I got benched in a season, and I was pissed. And I'm sure Eli's pissed, too. Now, he verbalizes his pissiness differently than I do. So I went out on the practice field and took every rep of the scout team and ripped our defense in practice. Ripped them in practice. Every single day, I challenged them in practice. And it actually helped our team when we got to Sunday. It helped me get a lot of anger off my shoulders and off my back. And if I were him, I would go out there and challenge this crappy defense.
Yeah.
And I would not go through the motions. And I don't think he'll go through the motions. I think he'll push these guys. And I heard Bart talking about this yesterday, it's in the season and, we're going to get angry. I don't care. If you're a number one defense, it's a different story. If you're one of the worst defenses and you can't cover anybody, I am challenging you every single day as the scout team quarterback. And I know that sounds ridiculous to a lot of people, but for the guy that's going through it, for the guy who's now been benched after 16 years, guess what? This is how you get your anger out. This is how you help your team. This is how you help your defense get better. challenge them on every single play in practice.
First thing I thought of was, after a week of Eli running that scout team, this defense is going to have an inflated opinion of themselves when they go into this Buccaneers game. Like, they're probably going to think they're way better than they are.
All right, well, good. That's what they need. I don't care how they get there, but that's what they need.
At Jets camp, well, not really at camp, but last night, Jamal Adams posted a video of his roughing the passer penalty for Monday night after he was fined over $21,000 by the league. Adams writing on the tweet, quote, "This league is a damn joke. I just got fined $21K for this hit. I signed up to play football, not two-hand touch. BS," although he wrote that out. "I don't give a damn about these soft rules protecting QBs. I'm going to play my brand of football every time I step on the field, shaking my head." Here was Adam Gase in terms of that theme that he was benched the other day. Doesn't seem so.
That was, to me, I didn't look at that as benching. That was more like, hey, let's calm him down. No, absolutely not.
So I guess two different opinions.
No, I actually liked his explanation there. It made me feel a lot better about that whole situation, because sure, I didn't like the fact that Jamal Adams, who was playing his ass off, got pulled off the field there, especially that being one of the two penalties, the one he got fined for, which I didn't think was a finable or a penalty.
I also want Jamal to realize that there are a lot of players from the past in the history of the NFL that are dealing with a lot of injuries and dealing with a lot of problems, and I understand how he wants to play, and I understand why he should be allowed to hit the quarterback. But this is going to be a week where we do not have Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, Cam Newton, or Nick Foles. And that's not good for the league. We need those players on the field. We need all the great players on the field. And when they go out due to injury, you know, just it lessens the product. It may open the door for some other teams to make it to the playoffs, which is good. But you want to see these players on the field. And I want to see Baker Mayfield on the field. That was a pretty vicious hit.
Do you think it was really a penalty, though?
No, I didn't think so at all. I mean, he didn't lead with his head. They hit him in the head.
They're trying to tell the defensive backs to stay away from the quarterback. How about they hit on Trevor Siemian? It's the same thing. And he got flagged for it.
He got flagged for it,
and he got
either.
Hurt, but this is what we don't want. We don't want quarterbacks getting hurt. I'm sorry. I want those guys playing. I want to see them play.
All right, just lastly, Jaguars-Titans tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.